This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It appears that this is a pattern of misbehavior by FEMA employees who were instructed, do not help people in affluent neighborhoods, do not help people with Trump signs in their yards or Trump flags or anything that would give the impression that they were not a supporter of the Democrat machine.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it goes way up. High up in the agency. Now, let's attempt to wrap our minds around this for a moment, what we've learned in the last week here, okay? So at the same time that FEMA, as policy, goes out of its way to not help any taxpayer who, just on the slightest off chance, might be a Trump supporter, right? Goes out of their way not to help us. Mm-hmm. So it's bigger than just Trump signs, right?
Yeah.
It's whole neighborhoods who are thought to be, well, that's a red area. We don't help those cretins. They are, let me get this straight, maintaining a $1 billion fund to pay for illegal immigrants' meals. You know those debit cards they were giving out in New York?
Oh,
family
yeah.
of four, illegal immigrants. You know how much is on that card? $18,000 a year for food. Wouldn't that help you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, we're all struggling. Not them, though. Okay, food, hotels. Remember the interview I played with the illegal immigrant standing in front of the hotel? You're paying for it, have been for 7 months. She says, yes, I get maid service. Oh, and two meals a day. And she's pushing a baby carriage, and we paid for that too. That agency that gave those block grants to New York for all of that, $60 million a pop, $30 million here, $60, $30, it's all over the country they're doing. It's not just New York. That's just where it's been gotten the most attention. By the way, at one point, they were supporting 200,000 illegals. That agency with the $1 billion fund is the same agency. Let's play it again. So that we can properly grasp, for all you trolls walking in here, why we're so angry. Why are we angry? Oh, we're misogynist? No. Racist? No. This. That same agency, FEMA, that did all that with that $1 billion. Lee, that same agency. Humanitarian flights for Trende, Aragua? What, so they could go down and kill somebody in Georgia? Yes, free flights. For illegals, once they're inside the country, anywhere you want to go, you want to relocate 2, 3, 4 times. Want to go to Hawaii? Here, cool. Have a plane ticket. Oh, you don't need an ID. That's for Americans. That's for those scrubs who paid a bill. Same agency, Lee, has this philosophy when it comes to non-illegal immigrants.
It appears that this is a pattern of misbehavior by FEMA employees who were instructed, do not help people in affluent neighborhoods, do not help people with Trump signs in their yards or Trump flags or anything that would give the impression that they were not a supporter of the Democrat machine.
When I think I can't be shocked anymore, I'm shocked some more. But that is not the theme of the show this morning. The theme of the show this morning is this. Tom Homan is a badass.
He certainly speaks his mind, and I like that.
This guy, let me explain something, okay? Because if you have liberal friends and family, right now they're in a cold panic. They think these poor little illegal immigrant families, just struggling moms and kids, are going to be deported, torn away, you know, from the rest of their family stuck here, and they're crying and whining about it. No. Understand what we're talking about here, okay? Because as we're waking up this morning, Lee, we are learning that lunatic Boston Mayor Michelle Wu and that weirdo Katie Hobbs out in Arizona, she's a governor, are resisting. They say they are not going along with this. They are not deporting these illegals. They will not help. They're going to protect them. Okay, but who are they? Oh, they don't say. Here's why. Because Tom Homan and Trump have been very clear. Priority number one, we will remove national security threats. How many of those are there? Here, look, sure. I'm going to hold this up on Rumble so you can see the headline right here. Over 1.7 million migrants who could pose national security risks arrived in the U.S. during the Biden administration. Where'd they come from? Yemen, Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, Libya, Syria, Turkey, Nigeria, which is a hotbed of terror. You sure you Democrats want to keep them?
Yeah.
In your sanctuary cities? Because Katie Hobbs wants to. Who is priority number two? 1.3 3 million illegal immigrants with deportation orders and criminal convictions in the country. So this would be a criminal conviction in addition to breaking our border law. This is not because you broke the border law. This is you came here and you were so ungrateful you committed a crime. That's priority number two. Are you sure you don't want to work with ICE? Then this Lee, is why Tom Homan is, in fact, a badass. He explained to these idiots, if you are going to harbor one of these illegals, that's a crime. And we're going to treat it as such.
Well, she's not very smart. I'll give her that. President Trump's going to prioritize public safety threats. What mayor or governor doesn't want public safety threats out of their communities? I mean, that's your number one responsibility, is to protect your communities. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So she helps us, she gets the hell out of the way, because we're going to do it. And look, there's a clear line here, and they can't cross a clear line. I would suggest she read Title 8, United States Code 1324III, that says, you know, you can't harbor or conceal an illegal alien in front of law enforcement officers. So I hope she don't cross that line. They can not cooperate, but there are certain laws in place that they can't cross, and I hope she doesn't cross it.
You know, what would happen to one of us, the regular scrubs, as you put it, if we were harboring a fugitive from justice?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You mean us people whose neighborhoods are avoided by FEMA?
Right.
Yeah. Like we're the human plague,
right.
Like us?
Yeah. If we were harboring a fugitive from justice,
right.
What do you think would happen?
Oh, I mean, FBI boot through
right.
the door,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
As long as it wasn't an illegal immigrant. But yeah. Right. And you know what? Unbelievable news. I mean, this gave me chills that Trump is not messing around. And watching the left lose it over this is going to be like, I can't wait. That's popcorn. Give me the popcorn. Headline, Trump confirms plans to declare national emergency.
Yeah.
To use the military to implement mass deportations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like it.
Well, if you can create a national emergency over climate change.
Yeah. And, you know, like, why would you do that? And I can already hear the rhetoric from the left. I know them very well. They're going to send the military after children. No. Headline, trend day or wrong. This just broke yesterday. No, actually, this morning it broke. New York Post, excuse me. Trend Day Aragua has already set up shop in these 16 states. One of them is North Carolina.
Hmm. Yeah.
And so Homan's saying, this is such a big deal. We got to go full ISIS on their rear ends. Like, we got to start killing their leaders down in Mexico to break the chain, or we're going to lose control of these cities. And he's right. This is truly a national security emergency. But toxic trolls, your media is going to lie to you, or what's left of your media. There isn't much, quite frankly, at this time. But they're going to lie to you and say he's sending the military after little kids and they're going to want you to cry. But they'll be lying. They're going to be totally lying to you. That's not who they're going to start with. Take a listen to this, okay? Now, think about this for a minute, because Homan's talking about this. So we now got these Democrats, right, saying their police aren't going to cooperate, their state authorities aren't going to cooperate, their state law enforcement. Who is Homan's number three priority? This breaks my heart. Oh, it's mothers and children. No, it's the sex trafficked children the New York Times told you about.
Mm-hmm.
Not me. New York Times flat out says they're being used as human slaves in factories and they're being sex trafficked. And Joe and Kamala went, huh, let's help the traffickers. We'll stop DNA testing at the border so we can't tell who's the pimp and who's the sex slave and who's the dad and who's the daughter. Let's help them. One of the greatest evils of our time. So this is Homan. So understand, when these Democrats say we're not going to cooperate, what they mean is we're not going to help find these sex trafficked children. We're just fine with them being sold for sex. Take a listen.
People have wondered, how is this going to work? So how will it work?
As far as the deportation operation, we will prioritize public safety threats and national security threats because they're the biggest, they pose the biggest mm-hmm. danger to. Second thing is secure that border. Lock that mm-hmm. border down and catch and release and secure the border. The third rail is we got over 300,000 missing children.
I know.
This over half a million children have been trafficked into the United States. This administration released them.
to unvetted sponsors, and they can't find 300,000 of them. And based on my 3.5 decades, some of these children are in forced labor. We already found some in forced labor. Some are in forced sex trafficking. Some of them are pedophiles. We need to save these children. That's going to be the third rail.
People wondered, how is this going to work? So how?
Okay.
Will it work?
So anyway, well, look, I think so bottom line is, when these Democrats are saying we're not going to cooperate, we're not going to let you talk to our police around you, they're protecting pedophiles and sex traffickers.
And national terror threats.
Yep.
And felons.
And felons.
That's, you know.
Mm-hmm. And Trendy, Ouagua, yeah. 16 cities. So they cannot claim the moral high ground here. They're not protecting some poor mom who just came here to work. It's going to take us years to even get to them.
If ever. But
yeah.
Still. And listen, what Holman is saying, I hope that he is able to hit the ground running.
He's
and they do exactly
to, yeah.
what they say they're going to do. And it should start with, you lock down the border. You lock down the border so that you know people who are coming in legally and are vetted, which is every sovereign nation's right and obligation to do to its citizens. And then you get rid of the ones that are the greatest risk, just like Holman is talking about here. And whether it is national security interest, whether it is felons who are, flouting the law, or whether these, child sexual abusers and pedophiles and others that are involved in this, those should be the targets. And it's just like, how can you make the humanitarian case to oppose this?
I don't know. You just have to be
how?
Evil.
I don't get it.
You just have to be evil. And you know what, though, Lee, real quick, as I go out here on this segment, because we are late, the military, you can roll the tape, Tim, roll the music. Here's the thing. This is why Trump has to clear the military out on day one, because these military leaders will resist and pretend they have the upper ground. They got to go. You're going to watch the Democrats sue to try to protect these pedophiles, these gangsters, this Trendy Ouagua now in 16 cities, as the New York Post tells us this morning. So Trump's got to get these military leaders, these wokesters, out fast.
I will ask for the resignations of every single senior military official who touched the Afghanistan disaster.
Good, start there.
I want their resignations.
All of them, bye. We don't have time.
And I want them on the desk in the Oval Office, the Resolute desk. I want them on at 12.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit bmwusa.com for details.